Good evening, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, the first one of the 2014 and 15 athletic schedule here. I'm John Coffey, alongside with Matt Quarter, and we'll be here every week talking with Bearcat Athletics throughout the week, the first 2 weeks on Wednesday night due to Bearcat football coming up on Thursday evening as they open up the season tomorrow night. And then once next week goes through with their matchup down in Joplin, we'll be back to regular schedule on Thursday evening. Got a good show lined up for tonight, as we'll have with us Northwest Athletic Director Mel Churchma, alongside with cross-country coach Scott Lorick. We'll be talking to Scott in just a moment, and a couple of the runners off of his team, Jessica Johnson and Ryan Cox. And then we'll be hearing from Northwest head football coach Adam Dorrell a little bit later on during our program via tape, as Adam involved with some team activities tonight leading up to tomorrow's kickoff of the 2014 season. Matt Quarter, doesn't seem possible, but it is a quick summer, ready to go for another fun season coming up.
Well, that's what happens when you have a lot of athletic programs that are successful into postseason, no matter what the sport is it always seems like the break is shorter, partly because it is. When you've got postseason play, whether it be basketball, football, cross country, whatever it is, you get into regionals and that sort of thing, the number of days off that you have are fewer, but that's a good thing. That's the goal for all of them, is to have as short of an off season as possible. That means you went as far as possible in your particular sport.
And the fans going into Bearcat Stadium tomorrow, we'll see a new addition to the stadium. We'll talk more with Athletic Director Mel Churchman about this, but that new video board looks nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then fans that go into Bearcat Arena will also see a lot of newness that we'll hear from Coach T about as well. So there's a lot of neat things that have taken place in the offseason over the summer that are going to make rooting for the Bearcats even more fun this upcoming year.
And again, a reminder that support for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Studer Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Studer Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch or dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For dine-in or carry-out, more information at 660-582-2699. And our thanks to Carson, Renee, and the waitstaff here at Carson Sports Grill for all their work throughout this evening. And don't forget, if you have any questions for Scott Lorick coming up, or any of the athletes that we'll be talking with here a little bit later on, or Athletic Director Mel Churchman, bring those over to our sideline reporter for this season, Britt Barnett. He's over to our left in the black shirt and the red hair there. You can't miss him. So he'll be taking your questions to pass along to our guests this evening. Our thanks, as always, to Northwest Assistant Athletic Director for Media Relations, Marshall Fay, as well, for helping line up our guests for the show each and every week. And we've got some giveaways a little bit later on we'll be talking about as well for those in attendance here at Carson Sports Grill. So again, we'll be coming right back, and we'll talk cross country with Scott Lorick, who's got a meet coming up later this week. That's coming up after this time out on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live.
Bearcat Radio
Grill in downtown Maryville.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. As we talk cross country now with Scott Lorick, the cross country coach at Northwest Missouri State. And Scott, your season gets underway Friday. You've got your only home meet of the season coming up.
We do. This Friday, we've got about five teams coming in, and we'll be hosting it at the Maryville Country Club. And I tell you what, once again, we're just really thankful that the Country Club just works so well with us, and they're just a great group, and their board just really helps us out. And they're big Bearcat supporters, so it's a great situation we've got going on there. But we're excited to get our season started with all our kids.
A lot of times you hear about cross country taking part in meets on golf courses. What is it about golf courses that makes them attractive to make good courses?
Well, one of the first things is just good footing, and you know, that's good. I mean, you know, the nature of cross country is you kind of do it anywhere, and that's one of the great things about the sport. But the golf courses just kind of lend themselves to that because they're open areas or wider. You've got, you know, your fairways and your roughs that give more room for packs of runners. But you know, in our particular course, Maryville Country Club is half of our course, and then we go on to the hay fields of the foundation. Just north of Maryville Country Club that we use extensively for our course as well. So between those two things, we really get, I think, an authentic cross-country course.
You were talking earlier this week at the luncheon that sailed down the campus on Tuesdays about the difficulty of the course, and a lot of teams that you bring in don't particularly enjoy running on the course because it's such a difficult course.
You know, our people on the team, when they, you know, they know runners from other schools, and we hosted a conference meet, you know, 2 years ago here, and yeah, the conference, you know, it was a great conference meet. And but, you know, they always hear, like, oh, I hope never to run a Northwest course again, you know. And, you know, but we get to train there a little bit, and we use it, and Maryville's a hilly place. But, you know, yeah, it's just a tough course, and that's one of the reasons I like it, because it's not only challenging, but it's a great opening season meet, and that's kind of what you want. It's not necessarily the course you want to run at the end of the season, but it's a great one for the early in the season.
You mentioned Maryville and the surrounding area being very hilly. I would have to guess that training-wise, that has to be an advantage for your team when you do go off and maybe run some flatter parts of the country.
Well, it is. It kind of works both ways, but definitely, you know, we get used to it. We're not afraid of hilly courses. We get certainly plenty of you know, rehearsal on that. And I think the strength part of what we're doing is very, very high. But, you know, we kind of try to plan our program, our training-wise for the year, about what we're going to run on our championship courses. And at the end of this year, both our courses are going to be quite flat rather than challenging and hilly. So we just have to kind of plan accordingly for that. But I would much rather be training in a hilly area than in a flat area.
At least the players might, or your runners might not like that as well, though.
Well, it varies. You know, some of them, you know, really like that. But I tell you what, there are some days where you wish it was all downhill.
When you talk about training, what are some of the main aspects of making sure the team is ready for the first meet and obviously stays ready throughout the course of the year?
Well, it's an extension of you know, what we do year-round. I mean, it's really from our kids that are returning. It's, you know, what our track season was last year. They get a slight break, and then we have a full summer program that they do. And then we get into the fall, and really our peak is still for April and May. So it is a full year design for it. But, you know, it's, you know, for a lot of people, it's just running. But, you know, a lot of different kinds and a lot of different ways to do it. There's a lot of science kind of involved in, you know, how you design your workouts and things. So we have different phases and plans and programs and cycles and things like that of their training. So right now we're trying to be very strong. Speed is not really a part of the picture yet. But, you know, by the end of the season, that'll be there.
Let's talk about the runners you got this season. I know earlier this week you talked about how you liked the makeup of this team to this point.
I really do. We're basically very young. We have, I think, a combination of freshmen, and we have a combination of people that in the past weren't our top runners, but now they're going to be kind of pushed into that position. And they're ready for that, and they're good. You know, the two guests that we have tonight, I mean, Ryan Cox, who's here, has been around our fifth or sixth, you know, runner in the past, but he's you know, he was our conference champion last year in the 1500, was an NCAA qualifier in the 1500, you know, so this is a bit long, you know, in his area. And Jessica Johnson, who's here tonight, is a little bit of the opposite. She was our best 10,000 meter runner last year. And so they kind of come at the sport from two different kind of angles. You know, Ryan is more of a speed guy and Jess is more of an endurance person. But, you know, it takes all those qualities to do well.
You mentioned how much there is that goes into running, whereas people on the outside just see it as is running. When you talk about younger runners as opposed to upperclassmen, that sort of thing, what sort of development do you see from, say, a first-year runner to a senior runner? What are the changes that they go through that help them improve over the course of their college career?
Well, we really design our training on kind of a long-term basis, and quite honestly, freshmen have a little bit of a tough time adjusting to the workload and things, so it's really, you know, we have to go through that phase to get to their sophomore and junior, which I think is where we really see people take off. So we really see significant jumps just in being able to handle the training that we do, and it usually takes about a year to really develop into that. The other side is, you know, it's the emotional, mental side, confidence side of knowing that, you know, they can run with these people that are, you know, maybe they perceive them as being better. They certainly have more years of training behind them. But, you know, our sport is so mental, beyond all the hard training. You know, it's just you and, you know, another person. It's, you know, I kind of equate it more to, you know, boxing or wrestling or something like that when it's more of a one-on-one kind of thing, even though there's, you know, 300 runners out there.
How much help do the younger runners get from your upperclassmen in the program as far as trying to help them adapt to maybe the longer season or the different level of competition they're going up against as they get to the collegiate level?
Yeah, and they our upperclass people do a great job of encouraging, you know, these the younger ones and making them, you know, keep up and push themselves and get in. You know, one of the little things we had at our camp was the idea of you don't know how tall you are until you get in over your head, you know. And so we want to kind of develop that kind of idea. But, you know, for some of our freshmen, you know, we've got people that basically they come from small high schools, never had cross country. So, and they come sometimes from some different sports. They ran track or they ran cross country. And so we have some kids from very developed high school programs and some from high school programs that were very small and, you know, they didn't do a lot. So for some of them, it's an adjustment of, you know, just going year round.
What's that like for recruiting in terms of trying to find those kids that don't have a cross-country program? Do you just look at the distance runners out of track events? Is it that simple, or how do you find them?
Well, part of it is that simple. You know, times don't lie. You know, that's one of the good things about our sport is, you know, you can see what their best time is, and that tells you something. It doesn't tell you the whole story. But, you know, for me as a coach in recruiting, I'm looking for those kids that try to pick the ones that have just really high desire to get better. So, you know, we've built our program on some kids that maybe don't have great high school times but have gone on to be very, very good at the national level, mainly because they excel in desire more than, you know, their high school times indicate.
Now, again, you've got your first meet of the year on Friday, again, out at Maryville Country Club. What are some of the things that you really look for out of this first meet?
Well, mainly we want to have our heads on right in a competitive nature. You know, I told the team this. I think our men's team was a little bit too conservative last year in certain things, so we want to just kind of bust that right away. And we want to kind of get after things, be a little bit more aggressive. And, you know, even though it's a hilly course and all, I think we need to trust that we're just fitter and we're just going to be strong enough and we're going to be able to handle things.
Even though it's an individual sport, is there kind of a team aspect to the sport when you're actually running in a meet?
You know, there is. And I think that kicks in, it kicks in every day in training, but it kicks in when you're really, really fatigued, you know. And that's when, you know, we harp on this and our kids buy into it, and they certainly do a great job of it, is when you're out there, you're not out there just for yourself. So if you're hurting and if you're in trouble, you've got to keep pressing because your teammates are doing the same thing for you. So I think it's at those times when you're most tired and most fatigued, that's when you have to draw on your team.
Oh, yeah, hear about this from football coaches and players this time of year when you go through your training camp and things and where it's time to get out and face some actual competition. As far as the cross country, is that the kind of similar deal now after the training you've been through that it's time to get out and face some other teams here?
It really is. You know, that chance to, you know, just have a kind of a one-shot thing. You know, you go out, you go hard, and you get after it. And sometimes, in some ways, meets are sometimes easier than some of our training sessions. So I think they're looking forward to running once instead of several times. But it is. They really want to get the uniform on and have that situation, hear the gun go off, and just have that experience.
All right. Well, Scott, again, that's coming up Friday. Might again go over the times, and how fans can come out and enjoy some cross country this weekend.
Absolutely. It's Maryville Country Club. Club. The women run at 6 p.m. and the men run at 6:45. And so it's just two races, boom, boom, and it's over quickly. And, everyone who's come out and seen a cross-country race for the first time, they've all told me they just didn't realize it was that exciting. So it is really fun. You're seeing all these people, get after it, and the intensity's very high, and it's a fun experience.
All right, Scott, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
Okay, and that's cross-country coach at Northwest Missouri State, Scott Lorick. We'll continue to talk cross-country when we come up after the break. We'll be talking with Jessica Johnson and Ryan Cox as we'll talk about their experiences leading up to their first meet of the season coming up on Friday. That's coming up as the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show continues after this timeout as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups and oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or at their shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at bittersweetfloral.com or at 582-5700.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Our first Coaches Show of the season. We'll be back here next Wednesday for another edition prior to the Bearcat football team's trip down to Joplin next Thursday. Then after next week, it'll be back to our regular Thursday night schedule with the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Before we talk with cross-country runners Jessica Johnson and Ryan Cox, a reminder about some giveaways we have for those in attendance here at Carson Sports Grill. And for those that are around the tables, you might kind of look underneath the table. There should be a slip of paper taped underneath your table. And if you are at one of those tables that has those slips of paper, come over and to our table off to the left here and receive one of our giveaways that we have this evening, which, again, is being supplied to us from our friends at the student body here in Maryville. Again, as I mentioned, talking with Jessica Johnson and Ryan Cox. And first of all, Jessica, let's just talk to you a little bit here. And how excited are you about to get the season underway here on Friday?
I'm really excited to start the meet and just be back running with the team. Of course, over the summer, we were all kind of at home and in separate places, so it's great to be back and train together and get the season going.
What are some of the things you try to do during the off season to train when you're away from your teammates?
I think the thing that keeps most everyone going is knowing that each and every runner is at home doing what they need to do to make the team better. And so whether it's a workout or just a distance run, we know that we need to get out there for the good of the team, and it's really going to help pay off. And so I think we keep everyone motivated, even though we're not together.
And Ryan, let's talk to you about the same thing. What are some things you've been trying to do in the off season to get ready for the upcoming year?
The first thing to do is just really to stay healthy throughout that off season. And then, keep up mileage, keep your workouts up. You just want to be in the best shape as possible coming into the season. And you just got to go get that work done so you can, look forward to a really good season.
Do you guys talk to each other throughout the summer and maybe compare times and things during summer as you do your workouts?
Oh, yeah. We'll always keep in touch and just see how you guys have been doing and if they're healthy and how the workouts have been coming, just to compare, and see where everyone's at.
And Jessica, first of all, just talk a little bit about your background. What are some of the things that brought you to Northwest Missouri State?
Well, actually, in high school, I did not do track. I did cross country, and I was a soccer player. And as I kind of grew as a runner and cross country, as I got closer to my senior year, I decided I wanted to run in college. And as I began looking around, I just fell in love with the school and the community. And when I came to visit, I loved Coach Lorick and really got along with the teammates. And so that's kind of why I decided to come here and run.
I understand you missed some time with the soccer major before you were able to get ready to go for cross country.
Yes, actually, at the beginning of my senior year, I decided I wanted to run. I ran cross country, and then I got to soccer season, and I tore my ACL. And so that summer was just basically a summer recovery. And then when I got here in the fall, I kind of had to train. I redshirted that season, and then I was back for track. And so this will be my second season of cross, and I'm still kind of getting going with that.
And you say you're really enjoying things with Coach Lorick. What are some of the things he does that makes the season fun for you?
I think he just really creates, like, a fun, enthusiastic environment, and he makes it so all the players are really comfortable and coming up to him when they have problems or injuries, and it just makes everyone really open. And I think it allows, like, the team to really become, like, really good friends where we enjoy training together, but also we do a lot of stuff outside of cross country. And I think that begins with how he creates the team.
Now, you come to Northwest from Shawnee, Kansas. What are some of the things that attract you to the university overall?
Mm-hmm. I was looking at a university for this size, and it was the right distance from home for me. It was about an hour and a half. And so I like how it's close enough to go home, but far enough to kind of be away. And I just really like the area, and I think that's really what attracted me to Northwest Missouri.
And let's talk about your studies right now and a major. What's your emphasis right now?
Right now I'm business management and marketing. And I've really just started getting into my major classes, and I really enjoy them. I like all my professors and just being on campus.
All right. Again, we're also talking to Ryan Cox. And Ryan, let's just talk a little bit with you as well as some things that brought you to Northwest Missouri State.
Actually, I didn't know about the school until a couple of my friends were going to come down and look at it here for a football. And so I just decided to tag along, and I really fell in love with the campus. I really liked a lot about it. And then just kept on talking to Coach Lorick about getting a scholarship here, and it happened, so this is my number one option.
Coming here from Miller North in Omaha, what's really attracted you to the sport of cross country?
Well, I really like the ability to really test yourself every single run. You know, there's no penalties, there's nothing like that that's going to stop you. You can't blame a game on the refs or anything like that. It's all about what you did and how you prepared that will help you succeed.
Also understand you're a little bit of a basketball player as well.
Yeah, all the way through high school, so.
All right. How fun was that to compete in the basketball as well as cross country?
Well, I love basketball. That was one of my favorite sports I've been playing since I was 2 years old. I still love to play it in the summer when I can. But it's always good to change it up, go back to basketball, and then come back into track and really feel refreshed to go do the sport I really love.
Now, you talked about coming down and falling in love with the program here in campus and things. What are some of the things when you learned about Northwest Missouri State that attracted you to come down here?
Well, I really loved how much they like to help out their student athletes. They really do a lot for us, and just the athletic competition across all the sports and everything, and everyone's so enthused about it. And I think that Northwest does a really great job of competing on a national scale, and that's what I love.
So talk about the season coming up for both of you, and again, as we're talking with Jessica Johnson here, Jessica, what are some of the type of goals that you've set for this year for you?
I'm really looking forward to just jumping into the season and seeing what I could do. I think I had a good summer training along with the rest of the team, and I'm looking forward to see how the team can compete in the conference and really just where we can end up.
And who you see some of the teams that you'll be really having to go up against that will be at the top of the conference this year?
This season the conference is really up for grabs. We had a lot of seniors that graduated, and so it puts us in a really good position coming in. We have a lot of new girls that are looking to step up, and I think a lot of other teams are in the same position, so really anyone could be at the top this season.
All right, Ryan Cox, what are some of the goals you have for this year?
Really, it's for cross country for me, it's always about a team aspect. We're really, really young this year with a couple guys redshirting, and I think after this year we're only losing one guy. So next year is really going to be a star season, but right now it's just time to focus and see what these young guys can do and really piece the team together.
All right, well, I certainly appreciate you both coming by and talking with us today.
Yep, thank you.
All right, again, that is cross-country runners Jessica Johnson and Ryan Cox with us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. And again, our thanks for them to stopping by and talking about the upcoming season here. And when we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell. Again, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, Adam not able to be with us in person tonight, but had a chance to talk with Coach Dorrell earlier in the day, and we'll talk about the Bearcat football team as they prepare for their season opener tomorrow night. That's coming up as the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show continues from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee located on South Main in Maryville.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We're talking now with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell, as Adam's got some activities involved with tonight. We're talking with him now. And, Adam, let's first of all talk about the way things have gone leading up to tomorrow night's kickoff with Nebraska Kearney, of course, finishing up training camp and a week or so of practice gearing up for Kearney. But overall, how would you assess the way training camp went this year?
Yeah, I've been pleased. I've been pleased with the way the kids have come out and worked for the most part, and feel like our conditioning leading into fall camp was really good. You know, that's a testament to our strength coach, Coach Quinlan, and him having our people ready to go. You know, our health has been in pretty good shape right now. So I've been pleased overall with where we're at.
And that's one of the things that perhaps goes unnoticed with any type of athletic team is just the conditioning goes on behind the scenes and how important that is for its squad.
Yeah, it is, John. You know, the NCAA took an initiative 2 years ago. They call it Life in Balance, and they backed up everybody's start time in Division II, and it's been a really good thing. It helps with budgeting and things of that nature, but your kids have to come into camp in shape. You just don't have a lot of time to get them in shape, so they have to come in good physical condition so you can go to work on your X's and O's and your fundamentals and your drill work.
What are some of the main things you wanted to accomplish after training camp this year?
Well, we were looking to really try to solidify our depth. There were some really good position battles at various spots, and obviously those were interesting. Trying to solidify our long snapping, short snapping, and our kicking, and those are probably the main things that really stick out to me.
Coming in as the defending national champions after such a fine season last year, what are some of the things you try to do to make sure that this group is going to be hungry for coming into this season?
Well, talk about it. You know, that's the one thing that I don't try to hide behind that. I try to get it out in front of the kids. And quite honestly, we browbeat them consistently about being hungry, staying, don't be complacent. staying humble. You know, those are things we're going to continue to talk about. The other one is just being able to embrace the target on your back. And I don't care what a team's talent level is, what they did last year. I know this year, no matter who we play, we're going to get their best shot. To be able to say that you knocked off the national champs from the year before would be a great resume builder for any head coach in his football program.
And given that that is a little bit of an extra target, but I think through the years the Bearcat program has had a target on its back year to year just because of the success you've had through the last couple decades.
Yeah, I believe we have. I think that all starts with your seniors and their ability to refocus, recommit to the process, recommit to the fundamentals, and having personal accountability to the program, the university, and each other. And so, you know, I think that's what we've done. Obviously, you know, we've got to get out and play a game and kind of see where we're at with that whole process.
And as you prepare for this opening game, you look outside, there's been some changes to a Bearcat Stadium that people can look for when they come into the stadium, and that's got to be kind of nice that you can see not only does the program grow on the field, but some of the things around it that makes this program very special.
Yeah, we're very appreciative of Nottoway Valley Bank and the Robinson family and what they've done for us. This is big time. The way that that scoreboard sets up, it kind of encloses the stadium. The picture quality, the sound quality is just going to be dynamic. It's going to help when we bring student athletes onto campus, potential student athletes onto campus, and it's just going to help the game day atmosphere. So we're very excited about the scoreboard, and we're really excited to see it up and running tomorrow.
How much fun is it to play at Bearcat Stadium just overall when you talk about game day atmosphere?
Well, I think it's great. I think it's certainly a special venue. You know, we're really trying to get our fan base going. You really look at what we're doing right now from a season ticket standpoint, and those season tickets are there, and we're really just trying to get the word out to our students, to let our students know that, you know, if you have a Northwest student ID, you get into the game free. But we're really trying to get our student section going this year, trying to pay a little bit more attention to them, trying to do some things before the game to have them come out and have fun and be in a fun atmosphere. But I certainly think what we have is one of the better atmospheres, venues in college football at the small college level.
When you look at the season coming up, and we'll talk more about Nebraska Kearney in a little bit, but when you look at things this year, a little bit of a difference with the way the conference is set up, with every game you play is going to be a conference game this year. What do you feel about the fact that you won't have any non-conference games now?
Well, I like it because I feel like now you're going to have a true MIAA champion that everybody has to play each other, and I certainly think it's going to help whatever teams can be in contention for a playoff berth late in the season. I always thought it would be hard for somebody on the regional ranking committee to potentially vote for one of our teams when they could easily say, well, you didn't play each other. You don't know if that team would have beat that team. And so I think it's what's best for our league without question.
I guess the one downside is you're not able to maybe schedule a non-conference team that could maybe boost your strength of schedule a little bit later on. That might be the only downside to this.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, John. It was one of the things I was talking to Mel about this morning is it was always neat to have a you know, big opener, Saginaw Valley, those teams. I always felt like you got the attention of your football team in January. It really grabbed their attention in summer workouts. And so, that'd be about the only negative. And certainly if you can get one of those games and win it, it certainly does help your regional ranking.
And it does help from a standpoint of, from a scheduling standpoint, you don't have to worry so much about trying to fill two non-conference dates.
Well, you're right. And the thing that it was getting difficult for us, and I believe our administrative staff, was to fill those games. It got to the point where you're having to spend some money to do stuff like that, and you don't want to have to do that at this level.
And again, when you look at a conference like the MIAA, things not have changed. You'd go a couple, 3 years without playing at Pittsburgh State, or the way the rotation goes. And I don't think that's good for a conference when you got some of the top teams that may not play each other.
No, I tell you what, it's not good. It's not good for our fans. It's not good for recruiting. And it's not good for the league, in my opinion. Those are the three things that stood out. I mean, if we would have eventually got to the rotation where we weren't playing Pittsburgh State, I think that would have been really hard for people to understand. So we're real excited it is the way it is now.
Let's just take a look at the team now a little bit. First of all, as we look at the offense, you've got some good guys coming back that have seen a lot of playing time. Some maybe not as a starter, but they've all seen some significant minutes.
Yeah, we feel pretty good about our depth and the number of minutes some of our kids have logged on offense. You know, with our quarterback, Brady Bowles, we've got three returning starters on the offensive line. Feel like we have three really quality senior receivers that are back that played significant roles in last year's football team. You know, obviously we've got to replace our running back, but we feel good about the two kids there right now. Burton and Jackson feel like their kids are very quality Division II type backs. And, you know, moving into our tight ends with Sheber and Vince, feel good about those guys. So we feel like we're going to be balanced on offense. We feel like we're going to be able to attack on multiple fronts. And, again, you know, what we strive for is that balance, but we don't want you knowing and anybody watching our game and especially our opponents, we don't want you knowing where the ball's going next and who's it going to. So we feel like we have the kids that maybe we're going to be able to do that again this year.
With Brady as the starter, do you do a few things differently with things having him in the starting roles perhaps when you brought him off the bench?
Yeah, I think so. I think you just – the one thing that we've really tried to approach with him, John, is, you know, we do a lot of things to try to – better our football program, and one of the things we did this year was we broke down every game of the Seattle Seahawks, looking for ideas, formation, techniques, things of that nature. And the one thing that it came very apparent to us is you watch Russell Wilson and how much he runs with the football on Sundays, he never took big hits. And we really, you know, showed Brady that. And we said, look, here's an NFL quarterback that's making millions of dollars that runs with the football, not afraid to run with it, but he does a great job of not getting hit. And so that's the one thing we've really tried to educate him to get him to be a little bit smarter this year when he does run. You know, understand the situation. There may be times where he's going to have to dive and get that first down, but there's other times after a big run, it's better for him to slide or run out of bounds and just not take that super, super collision because he did take some of those last year.
Now, when you look at the defensive side of things, obviously the Dixon brothers are gone, but it looks like you've got some pretty good guys coming in at the quarterback spot.
We do. We feel good about our defense in whole, starting with the front seven. But you move back there to corner with Tyshawn Allen, Bryce Hanyard. Those guys are very versatile. Travis Manning, those guys are very versatile. Manning and Inyard can go back and forth from corner to safety. Of course, you got Fox and Chadwick, two seniors back there that are doing some really good things right now. We've got a transfer kid by the name of Adonis Brown who transferred from a four-year school, who's been doing some really good things. Jack Young's been playing pretty good. Kevin Berg, so... that sounds like probably a lot of names I just threw at you, and, man, that's a great, great thing to have on our part because every name I just shot at you, you're going to see them Thursday night.
When you look at the defensive line, how good is it to be able to look down and see that you've got Zach Williams there this year?
It is. We're happy for him, and, you know, he's a great story, John. He really is, and he's a team captain, and to me, he really solidifies what our program's about, not just on the field but off the field. He's a quality individual, and he's going to be very successful in his life. But he's a guy, we've got him back, and again, we've got 10 guys on the defensive line that we feel very strongly about. And you've got your usual cast of suspects from last year, but, you know, one of the guys I'm excited to watch is Caleb Mather. You know, right here, an old spoo found. Caleb's had a great spring and a great fall camp, and I know he's going to log some playing time Thursday. And, you know, I'm very excited to get a chance to watch Caleb.
Let's talk a little bit about special teams.
Hoping to be special again. You know, we've got our kicking situation the way it stands right now. Truen's going to kick off. Matiste and Simon's going to be our field goal guy. Obviously, Goodburn's going to be the punter. Goodburn's had a great fall camp. Just unbelievable way he's punting right now. Depth and height's really good, but when you're trying to flip the field, when we get around the 50, he's doing a really good job of knocking people and knocking punts down inside the 20. So we hope we're going to see that this year. And, you know, Ben and Simon have been coming off some injuries a little bit. We haven't had a lot of kicking opportunities with them. So, you know, we're kind of anxious to see them tonight.
Again, we're talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Doral, when we come back on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll talk more about the matchup with Nebraska Kearney, the opening game of the season. That's coming up right after this on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups and oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or at their shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We're talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Doral, as the Bearcats get ready to kick off their season tomorrow night at home against Nebraska Kearney. And, AD, when you look at a team like Nebraska Kearney for your first game, their squad that's bringing in a lot of junior college players into their fold, how tough is it to prepare for a team that has this many new players, it looks like, coming into the program?
Well, it's extremely difficult, John. By our estimation, they've had 21 transfers. So it's hard to just gauge what type of athlete they're brought in. What we've done is we've gone back and looked at those young men's junior college film just to try to get a sense of their athletic ability and what they can and can't do. And the thing that was very apparent after watching those kids on offense, start with the offensive kids, they've improved their speed dramatically. They went out and got some kids that can just go. They've got a really dynamic punt returner, kick returner, slot receiver by the name of Cougar Williams, a very catchy name, and you're going to see him. I promise you they're going to try to get him the ball. And they got a tailback from Washington who's big, strong, thick kid that looks to be a very, very good football player. So flip that over. Defensively, it looks like they're going to have two new starting corners and two new safeties, and they're both junior college kids, or all junior college kids. And again, watching them play, they seem to have pretty good ball skills and good coverage skills. So it's just hard. You don't know how they're going to use them. Are they going to try to, you know, blitz people because they think those kids can play man coverage? So we've really talked to our team about being ready to adjust in the first two series, not to panic. Let's see what they're doing early in the game, fill them out a little bit. But we're going to have to make adjustments at some point in time early Thursday.
Seems like the last couple of years Northwest has played Nebraska Kearney. One of the big things has been a depth problem that they've had, where they've had some injuries coming into the Northwest game and they just didn't have the guys to back them up that could step in and contribute.
Yeah, I agree. And obviously this year that's not going to be a factor because it's the first game of the season. But, yeah, certainly when we played them out there 2 years ago, they sustained some injuries. And then last year when we played them, you know, their quarterback went down and they had come in here kind of short-shelved a little bit with some injuries. So, you know, I've got a lot of respect for their coaching staff. I think those guys do a good job, and it's a quality football program, and it's got a very historical background from winning football games. And so we know we're going to get their best on Thursday night, and they're going to be ready to go.
Right, when you just look at traditionally what Coach Morris tries to do with the team, what are some of the things in that aspect that you're looking for?
Well, he's kind of like we're little bit similar in that he coaches the offensive line too, and so they're always really good on the offense and defensive line, and they're always really physical. If you were to grab our kids and pull them aside and said, hey, who's one of the most physical football teams you play in the MIAA every year? I know Kearney would be in that discussion. And so everything they try to do starts with that. They try to win at the line of scrimmage on both sides. And then, you know, after that, everything else is kind of a bonus to them. But they're really wanting to control the line of scrimmage.
And how important is it to just finally get out and play an extra game here?
It's very important, John. It's we need it. You know, our kids, we've had a group of kids, 105 kids that stayed all summer. You know, that's May, June, and July. That starts to add up on you in Maryville. Take that into fall camp, and it's been hot here the last week and a half. And so we're you know, I've said it to a few people, practicing another 4 days would do us no good. We need to get out and play a game, see where we're at, see how our kids react to those game situations. Before we can take the next step as a football program, we need this opening night.
And what are some of the big keys to the matchup here?
Well, I think we need to win up front on the O&D line. I think in the first game of the season, I think it's very important that you control your emotions, kind of get settled in early. The team that usually does that does well. And the other two things that, you know, I really challenged our kids to watch football this weekend when they did, watch the teams that are turning the ball over and making a lot of stupid penalties, and I can promise you they're the team that's going to have an L beside their name. So we're going to try to take care of the football, be smart with football, and then just eliminate the dumb penalties, the alignment penalties, face masks, you know, late hits because you're geeked up, things of that nature. We're really going to try to stay away from those. And we've talked a ton to our kids about it. And, you know, that's the expectation going into Thursday night.
All right. Well, A.D., thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you very much.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell, on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Stay tuned. We've got much more coming up from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville right after this timeout. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at 1st and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at BittersweetFloral.com or at 582-5700. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. As we continue on, I'm now joined by the athletic director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchma. And Mel, it's been an active offseason at four facilities out at Northwest.
Yeah, we had a few things going on. So it really has really turned out well. We're still not quite finished. You know, the track is down. Everything is there except the striping's not done. The plan is to get that striped next week, and that's really just a two-day deal, so that should work out pretty good. The video board is real close to being completed. They're finishing the advertising on the backside today, and we got a 2 o'clock deadline tomorrow. At 2 o'clock, they're going to get done. I mean, they're either going to be done or they're going to leave. You know, we got to clean up. We want it to look nice. There's a few cosmetic things on the video board that probably won't be done tomorrow, but they'll finish those up starting on Friday. It won't affect the function of the video board. I think probably people are going to notice the sound as much as anything. You know, we had a new sound system in there. We've been doing a lot of work with that. Nate Davis has, you know, kind of headed that up, and those guys have really been working to try and get that sound system to where, you know, it's good. The one thing that's hard to do is you don't know what it's going to be like when you have a big crowd. But there's no doubt that that we can get above the crowd if we have to with that sound system. And after the scrimmage, I know the referee's mic works, and that might be the first time, you know, about 20 years since I came here, and I don't think it ever did work. Usually, there, you know, you'd get about half the call, you know, oh, hold, you know, and then you wouldn't hear the number. And so hopefully all that's done. We've done some repair work on the stadium itself. The back steps, the steps up were showing some wear, and we've had those completely redone. I think they finished those today. So, you know, it's just a lot of things happening. And then, you know, you won't see it tomorrow night, but we've done a lot of branding stuff inside Lampkin and changed the whole looks of Lampkin. It looks like Bearcat Arena now, which was what it should look like. So a lot's going on.
And talking about the board, I know I talked with you during the scrimmage. I like how you guys did it with the big video screen, but yet still kind of the, I don't want to say old school, but the scoreboard look there at the bottom. Just in terms of the design and what the look came out, what was that process like, and who was all involved? Because I'm sure it had to have been a lot of minds put together to come up with that.
Well, we went through this a year ago, and it didn't pan out. And so a little over a year ago, we hired a firm, Anthony James Partners, AJP. They're specialists in video boards, and so they kind of, you don't have an architect for a video board, but basically that's what they were, and that's where it all started. We told them about what we wanted, gave them a ballpark figure on what we thought our budget would be, and they designed, came up with some designs, and we started working from there. And and of course, in Nottoway Valley Bank, really stepped up and just made it all possible. And it's the design has really turned out really sharp, and I just think it's I think that, you know, it's something to really be proud of, and we're really happy for what Nottoway Valley Bank has done for us in doing that board. And it'll be great for football, but it's going to be used in track. We have an automatic timing system that goes with it. At track meets now, the race will finish, and as soon as a guy finishes a race, his name and his time will be up on the board, and all automatic timing. It really is going to provide some really neat things for us, and it's just the quality of the board itself. It's high def, and it really shows the clarity of it is just amazing.
Yeah, I talked to AD earlier today about that and asked how it's going to feel for him to look up and see his face in high definition at about 20 feet high.
Well, you know, another thing about that is that what people don't realize, you know, Will Murphy really oversees that whole thing, and Will's in our communications department, does a great job with all that. But after Will, it's all students. And what a great experience for students to run that board. And it takes, you know, I don't know how many of them in there in the control room, probably four or five, something like that. And they're, you know, switching to all the different cameras. I think we have got five cameras now. So they have to coordinate all that. And those people, those are all students running the cameras. So it's a great opportunity for them, and it's going to be a great experience. And something they can put on their resume. That's one of the big things that kids want to get into now, is something dealing with professional sports or communications in that out realm. And this is going to be great for their resumes.
You know, that's one thing. You mentioned student involvement, and it's more than just with football. It's with any of the activities that you guys have going on. You just kind of take a look, and I know a lot of it happens in the background, but the number of students that aren't necessarily on the team playing that get to participate in one form or another.
Well, they really, we have a lot of students, and some of them, Some of them are work study and they get paid. Some of them are volunteers. We have a lot of student volunteers. They just want to be involved. And, you know, football has done, Joel Osborne has done a great job with recruiting, of getting students. Those guys are volunteers and they come in and stuff envelopes every day and, watch video and, do the preliminary grading. It's just great to have the students involved. Now, we need to get all the students out to the game. You know, I know Coach Doral is feels strongly about that. And we, you know, our athletic administrative staff, we've talked about a lot. We've got a great product out there. We need to have our students come out and really support not just football, but all of our sports. And we had an all-sports meeting last night with all of our athletes, and we talked about how important it is for them to support each other. And we've done a good job of that, and I think we're going to do a better job than ever this year. And hopefully our students will get out there and really have a great time, because last year, if you remember, finally in basketball, I think about the last month or so, we really got our students involved. What a great atmosphere.
Yeah.
And anybody that came to the game, they had a lot of fun because the students made it a lot of fun. And so we want to do that. We want to start right away tomorrow night with the Kearney game.
And when you see the students having fun like that, it just seemed like the momentum just carried over to a lot of the residential side of the stands in the basketball last year, too, to where they started picking up and making some more.
Well, fun. You know, we've got a great fan base. And sometimes, you know, a lot of our fans are like me. They might be a little complacent, and when those students get students have a lot of energy, and when they get energized and get involved, and we've got a great band, and when they get behind us, it really creates a good atmosphere. And so that's what we're really looking for. And I think, you know, I think the video board's going to do a lot to enhance that atmosphere as well. So we've got a lot of things going for us. Now we just need to get the bodies out there and get them going, and they can have a great time.
And in terms of getting the bodies out there, talk a little bit about the logistics for fans that might be coming to the game tomorrow, about getting to the stadium, of course, with the closure of 4th Street here, the main artery into the stadium.
Well, if they're coming from Kansas City, probably the easiest way would be to turn at the, you know, at the first light there, to turn on Route V, like you're going to my house, so it used to be my house anyway. turn on Route V, go just past the middle school, and then take a ride on Munn, and that'll take you right into campus, and of course, it takes you almost right into the stadium. If you're coming from the other way, then you come in on Icon Road, and you can, turn on 4th Street then, and it'll take you right to the stadium. So there's ways to get in. If you want to come through town, you can take 1st and then take Munn, and that'll get you there too. So there's lots of good options.
And besides the football game tomorrow night, it's a busy time for the rest of the fall sports, as they're getting going full force this weekend.
Well, we really are. We got a lot of teams going out and competing. Tennis is going to Emporia State Friday and Saturday for a big tournament there, men's and women's tournament. Volleyball has got a tournament at Rockhurst. They play on Friday, play two matches on Friday and two on Saturday. Our soccer team is traveling north. Friday night they play, Friday evening they play Northern State in Aberdeen, South Dakota. And Sunday they play Moorhead State in Minnesota. And then our golf team, under new coach Andy Peterson, they're going to play at, I believe it's Olathe, country club down there. Southwest Oklahoma is hosting a kind of a regional meet between some of the Northern Sun teams, some MIAA, and some GAC teams. And so we've got a lot going on.
All right, Mel, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
And that is Athletic Director of Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman, with us tonight on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Welcome back, and wrap things up for our first show of the season. That's coming up right after this timeout, as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee, located on South Main in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville as we wrap up our first show of the season on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow night, it's Bearcat football out at Bearcat Stadium. 7 o'clock is kickoff time. Northwest and Nebraska Kearney will be on there along the Bearcat Radio Network at 6 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. Reminder, you're listening to KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
This is KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe. We now